My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we continue to recap the phone call between the old Belinda and the always Davin. So listen and enjoy.
All right, last week was a very eventful week.
Yes.
Spoke to Belinda twice. She slipped up and everybody thinks they heard my husband.
I know, I heard it.
She says my sister. I think everybody felt they heard a man in the background telling her what to say.
Uh-huh.
I think we felt like I was put on hold a couple times.
Yeah.
The first phone call, Belinda was loving the fake Davin.
Oh, yeah. No, she was like so excited to hear from
you. And it was genuine excitement.
Yes, it was.
It was genuine excitement and everything. And she had no idea that we've been having problems.
No. No.
Which it kind of goes back to.
Not the Curry House. It's pretty evident there.
But it kind of goes back to when we thought that her voice, who she was, had changed. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you're dealing with a different person, totally different person.
And we kind of got that one in between calls. You called me, right?
You know. yeah, it's like, yes.
And then I broke the news that because of these fake scams, Dick Eldorado killed himself.
Yes.
Over Mavis Mills. And more sadly, Mr. Whiskers as well. I think that's where the outpouring of concern was.
Well, it's all, yeah, because so
that
it's
was
like
where
movie,
mine
like,
came from.
For the fake cat.
If you watch, if you watch a Western, and 20 cowboys get shot dead and the horse buys it, you're like, oh, man.
Oh, not the horse.
Not the horse.
Yes.
Poor Mr. Whiskers.
Yeah, it was a little upsetting.
Yeah.
This was such a special episode, my wife actually came down to listen.
Yes.
Because she wanted to hear the death of Dick Eldorado.
Yeah, she was very excited about your demise there.
Demise, yes.
So you guys have had a week to process anything. Is there any other thoughts different from last week or expanded on, or should we just get into it?
I think we should get into it.
Well, I got
oh,
one.
Sorry.
I just want to see where Belinda is with this, because you laid a guilt trip on
well,
her.
Well, which Belinda?
The original one.
Original Belinda.
The one
original
on the phone.
I don't know if she's the original.
Well,
the one that we connect to.
Yeah.
The one that knows most of the backstory.
Okay? The one we've enjoyed.
The one that you laid down the whole trip on Dick Eldorado.
The video chat, Belinda.
The video chat. Because basically, for all facts and purposes, Dick Eldorado was a real person that killed himself. Okay?
Yeah.
And if you're under the perception that that was a real person, as a human being, you have to live with that. Now, second part of the equation is she seems to be at home with her husband or whatever doing these calls, okay?
Right.
It seems that maybe this isn't something that she really wants to do. She's got to do it. You know, you get that.
Which fans of the show have mentioned before in the chat where the men are making the women.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
yeah,
with
that feeling.
With that understanding, somebody died that she had a hand in or possibly could have.
Well, their reaction to me was, get over it.
Yeah, she said it. The one that were like, oh, she's so lovey-dovey with fake Davin. She was just like, oh, that's too bad. Well, move on.
All right, but let's expand upon it. All right, the quick answer, get over it. Once she gets off the phone and once she's sitting in a room by herself, do you think she would get over that?
Here's what I was thinking about this week. I hope, because let's be honest, there was a miscommunication in the scammer syndicate.
They screwed up.
It's their fault for not letting her know what's going on. But, this is man's work now, apparently, pretending to be a woman.
Yeah, but somebody has to go upstairs.
What I'm hoping is, I'm hoping, they didn't do anything to her. I would hate to think that they actually hit her or did something.
Right.
You wouldn't hit her because she didn't have a hand in it.
It doesn't matter. You got to hit somebody. You hit a woman. And you hit somebody.
They put her on the spot. I mean, you caught her with her drawers down.
I understand, we don't know what type of guy this is. I mean, I would hate to
true
think
too.
That
maybe
our
she went in an elevator.
I'm not saying Belinda's a good person, but I don't want her to get hit. I mean, I did like this person.
Yeah. Well, you don't want harm to come to them, like physical harm. But
yeah, I think she's a person that had no choice but to do what she's supposed to do with this scamming syndicate. And like I said, as a human being, you have to, at the end of the day, once you hang up that phone, once you're sitting in your room alone with the lights off, you have to think about what the ramifications were. Somebody killed themselves over this.
Yeah.
Somebody lost their life.
Yeah.
It's real in their world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the way, you know, you might be seeing this as part of a big Australian article coming out, and they were in the next couple of weeks. They interviewed us and a bunch of other people, baiters and victims and people of some anti-scam groups, and they are kind of fascinated because what this really is, and I've told people, I go, this is actually a genuine reaction of what a scammer sounds like when you tell them that they're responsible for a suicide, a death.
Yeah.
Because for all intents and purposes, there's no indication that they don't believe this.
Right.
For all intents and purposes, this is real.
Cold.
All right.
Now, I flipped the script. This is psychological warfare.
All right.
Yes.
Now, and that's an important thing you said. We do this to scam them. We do this to show what they're like. On our end, there's not that big emotional connection. Okay. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if you had a big emotional investment in this, and you got an answer like we got from her last week?
Oh my God! It would. I'd be so hurt and angry, and I was angry.
I know.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah.
Like I said, for us to sit by, for you, you were angry because you have more of a connection in it. We're sitting here going,
I was just playing a character.
I understand. but still, we're sitting here going,
I'm glad I could fool you, stupid.
Yeah. All right. But not, all right, then fine. Come on our side with it. Then you sit there and go, gee, could you imagine the balls on his bro?
Yeah.
But then that's for with the disconnect we have. But yeah, to be emotionally involved, that's devastating.
Here's what I just thought about this. This group is not, they've never been confronted with anything like me before.
No.
They are not good. They are not good on the fly. Because remember, I'm doing all this on the fly. I'm reacting to them on the fly.
So,
they can't react to this shit.
Now, like I said, let's look at the whole situation again. All right. She gave that cold pat answer that could be emotionally devastating. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And then Davin says right after, and they never dealt like with anything like this. Fine, I agree. When they get off the phone and they have to sit in an empty room at night, they'll think about that.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.